Days get nights, the nights get long, pouring whiskey over ice. What more could we ask? Things that I forgot to say, je t'amie ma chérie. Now it's too late. Flowers bloom at an odd angle when I used to. There's a screw loose in my bike, so you better look out. The bark on trees, prints of our fingers, the prints of friends, why does it linger? Must be all bad.
Welcome back to Current State. That was Genghis Kayun, a Michigan-based group, with their song Sriracha on the Beach, which has been featured by our next guest. The Meltwater Grassroots Movement is a local media group that makes Michigan's music scene more accessible through photos, video, and audio. Artists in the Mitten State are featured on their various social channels with exclusive content unique to the Meltwater Movement brand. Here to talk with us today is the founder of the organization, Ryan Walsh. Ryan's a Michigan native who lived and worked in New York City until returning to the Midwest recently. He says he believes Michigan has a rich music history and unique music scene that has often been overlooked. Welcome to Current State, Ryan.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
I'm intrigued by your group's name, the Meltwater Movement. Where did that come from?
I was just trying to think of names that would try to encapsulate what Michigan is about. And I guess Third Coast, I was thinking Third Coast for a long time, but I guess the Third Coast is the Gulf Coast in the South. So I was like, you know, the glaciers and the meltwater from the glaciers.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it came
from.
The
Meltwater Movement. What's your goal with the Meltwater Movement?
I guess for me, I want to make a difference in my community somehow.
An artistic difference.
Just a difference in general, I think. I think being in New York, it is much harder to make a difference when you're like a little fish in a big ocean, per se. New York was amazing, but I think coming back, I realized how fertile of a ground that Lansing and in Michigan is in general to grow something and to affect people there.
You're from this area originally?
I'm actually on the more east coast side of Michigan, kind of Royal Oak, Southfield area.
Okay. Yeah. What brought you back to Lansing specifically?
I had the idea to do some kind of music live event shooting group in New York. And I know a lot of filmmakers here because I went to MSU.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, why don't I just keep to where I know and people that I know and kind of go from there.
As we said, you are the founder of the Meltwater Movement. What do you do on a day-to-day basis in the organization?
It definitely changes day-to-day. I kind of do...
It's like that when you found something, I guess.
Yeah.
You end up doing whatever is necessary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's basically it. I try to do every portion of it, from working with the artists, trying to find times and locations, working with business owners, trying to build the website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, like learning how to build a WordPress website and get it hosted, all that kind of stuff. Learning how to do proper social media etiquette and pretty much everything.
Sounds like this trip to New York, though, was really part of a process that,
mm-hmm.
that made you realize how much was going on back here. You moved to New York after you graduated from MSU. Tell us more about what happened in New York City.
Yeah, I think that's every like college graduate's kind of idea, especially when you're in filmmaking. You want to like move to LA or New York City and try to make it big or whatever. And I don't know, it's a bit of an endless ladder type syndrome where you get stuck being some production assistant working for free, and you're doing a side job, or you're doing two or three side jobs because it's expensive there. And I don't know. I guess while I was out there, I did have the chance to work on a few music events, and it kind of reinvigorated that sense of community and that sense of brotherhood when you're shooting something with a group of people and trying to coordinate an event. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And it didn't necessarily work in New York, but I thought that I could take that concept and kind of bring it back to Michigan, because it was something that I enjoyed doing and I thought other people would enjoy. Not sure if that answered your question.
Well, it's also interesting how when you move away from a place to another place, uh-huh. how you begin to reassess where it was that you came from.
Yeah, that's yeah, very true.
It sounds like that kind of happened as well. You moving to New York made you, did it make you reassess what was going on back home? It sounds like
it's, it. It's kind of funny because I actually was born in New York, and I always wanted to go back there. I think there was this, you know, little kernel of
unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Yeah,
exactly. And one of my film professors actually, Jeff Ray, said that he always thought that I would do well in New York City for some reason. I don't know why. I think he thought I was like kind of like the indie, kind of made weird experimental films, and so he thought I'd do well over there. Or maybe I was just like a brash, harsh dude, and so he was like, oh, yeah, you'd do great on the East Coast. But, yeah, I guess it was kind of like unfinished business. And once I got over there, it also, yeah, taught me how much of a Midwest kid I was, too. So it was definitely a self-learning moment.
Well, we're just glad you came back to Lansing as opposed to joining the parade to Chicago. we're just glad you're back here.
Yeah.
Jeff Ray, by the way, is our film reviewer here on Current State.
Oh, no kidding.
We should also point that out, so the stars aligned on that. How do you find people to work with you?
People I've worked with on film sets and school projects before. Their friends, their acquaintances.
But it's my understanding they use their own equipment, and you really don't offer them any monetary compensation here.
Yeah, that is a kind of a big part of the whole movement, is that there is no capital gain that's coming from it. It's not necessarily that we're opposed to being to getting money for what we do. It's more just that's not what the focus is. The focus mm-hmm. is on kind of building your community and keeping those other, extra incentives to the side. Hmm.
Now, going hand in hand with this, you don't charge bands for mm-hmm. creating this exclusive content of them, correct? Why yeah. is that?
It's just a trade, that we give them promotional content and content that they can use on, live EPs and whatnot from our recordings. And in return, they give us like a spectacular performance mm-hmm. for people to listen to.
How would you describe Michigan's music scene since you've been back here doing this?
Yeah. It's all over the place, really.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it is, actually. I really like that. I am myself a fan of pretty much any and every genre. And so it's really nice that getting to work with artists in like more rock bands, you have more folk artists, hip hop artists, electronica artists. So it's nice working with all of them and listening to all their music.
On the show, we've been playing some live recorded versions of your songs, like this one from local artist Nathan Allen. Tell us about Nathan.
Nathan's a cool dude. His music's great. He's actually, I think he's roommates with our audio engineering wizard, Philip Beard. And so he's, the track that you guys are going to play is Nathan Allen, Broken Boards.
Here it is.
I drove the trail where you hand-picked flowers you put in your hair. Way after hours, and your ma wants you home, but you're out on the town and you're down by the lake. You made up a fire before the storm.
Well, Ryan, it's been interesting to learn about the Meltwater movement. We wish you all the best. It sounds very organic. It sounds just like something that's evolving as we go along. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Ryan Walsh is the founder of the organization, the Meltwater Movement. Best of luck.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mark.
That is our show for today. Coming up next week on Current State, we take a closer look at Lansing's marijuana ordinance. Also, we speak with one of the co-writers of the documentary, The War of the Worlds. That and more next week on Current State. Our executive producer is Peter Worf. Joel Lindstroth is Current State's producer. Thanks also to Kevin Lavery, Melissa Benmark, Emmanuel Berry, and Scott Pohl, as well as to Aaron Young for engineering. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for listening to Current State on WKAR.
Lady, and I got my name from running through tall trees and breaking some hearts, from lying with ladies.